各个网友们大家好，本期让我们来看一看 Garrett 和 Lanford 这段远距离爱情会以怎样的方式画上句号。爱究竟是什么模样，也许没人能完完全全将其刻画清楚，不过有一点是一定的，当你爱的时候，除了快乐，一定还有付出。有些付出是欣喜的、享受的，比如有人甘之如饴地为对方做饭、操持，但有些付出却带有了牺牲的性质。
You have to take the job.
No. No, I'm not going to give up our relationship for a job.
No. Look it. You need to take the job. You need to take the job. This is not about a relationship. This is about asking you to give up everything you can, and I'm not going to do it. And if you moved to New York, it'd be great for a little while, of course, but you'd eventually resent me, and I can't live with that. I can't. I won't.
What's gonna happen to us?
We can't see each other every 3 months. That's not a relationship.
And I love you.
Lanford 在接到上期我们听到的那通电话之后，下决心放弃自己的工作，到纽约追随 Garrett。这个决定呢，也让 Garrett一时欢心不已。不过在意识到 Lanford 为了自己可能永远没有机会做自己喜欢的工作， Garrett 决定离开，这也就是上面我们听到的一段。不过离开只是暂时的，真的想要在一起，想出办法只是迟早的事儿。我们一起来听听最后的结局。
What are you doing here?
I manage the band.
You do?
Yes. Crazy, I know.
Really?
Yeah.
That's great. Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
No, I left the label. You were right, as it turns out. I hated the hell out of my job.
Huh. I hate to say I told you so.
No, you don't. You love saying I told you so.
You're right.
You love it.
Right.
Who are you kidding?
So, are you living in New York?
I actually just moved to Los Angeles.
Really?
Yeah. The band actually lives in LA. And I don't know if you know this, I know you're not a huge geography fan, but LA is not only in the same time zone as San Francisco, it's in the same state. So.
Yeah, anyway, it's very close.
Yeah, it's 1 hour flight.
6 hour drive.
18 hour hot air balloon ride. If you were to go that way. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
I don't know what your situation is. I miss you.
这两段对话都很口语化，也没有很多生涩的词汇。这里我们简要说一下 It turns out that 这一结构。Turns out 有结果的意思。比如 How did the swim team tryouts turn out? 游泳队的选拔结果如何？ It turns out that 这一结构一般翻译为事实证明、事实上。 That可以被省略掉，比如下面这个例子 It turns out there are some regional variations in the meaning of wealth around the world. 实际上财富在不同区域有不同的意义。如果生活当中真有一个 Garrett 和 Lanford， 我们无法预测接下来的短距离双城爱情还会如何继续，但不管怎样，我们还是由衷的祝福所有的有情人都能终成眷属吧。好了，希望您继续关注影音时尚口语，我们下期再见。